looked upon with favor. Nursing, no. You're the sexes are in communication.
I see.
The closeness.
Mm-hmm. Real prejudice against against that. And
well, you know, women
reverse.
Still, the women still are not liberated. And I don't mean that like the liberation movement. I am not for the liberation movement. But I am for equal rights for women, and there is a difference. And most of the writers on the Equal Rights Amendment and on the liberation movement are men, and it is still prejudiced. It truly is.
Yes, it's a
even in equal pay for equal work. I do think that women deserve equal pay for what they do.
Sure.
So many of them now are breadwinners, and they were even when I grew up. Mm. But because of the stigma associated with what was termed public work. But I really enjoyed that summer. And I didn't go off to the big city and become Little Nell. I was very much chaperoned. I'm grateful for that. And I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Mother and Daddy, they agreed for us to do it. And everybody, now they, in the terminology of today, the town thought they were far out.
Is that right? For being so free with you,
allowing us that liberty,
mm-hmm.
even to think for ourselves. Mm-hmm. My daddy always said I was a very sassy daughter.
See, referring to school, how did you refer to the time that it began in the fall and stopped at the.
There were four distinct divisions of the school year. You began on the fall term. Then there was let out for cotton picking.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Christmas holidays and the spring recess.
Mm-hmm. And after Christmas holidays, school would
continue to the spring recess.
Did they say take up or?
Yeah, we take up school and let out.
And let out. Mm-hmm. And some of the items that you used for playthings when you were a girl, if you had a plank on something that went up and down,
a seesaw,
or if you had it on a spike or a pole, it went around.
A whirligig.
Whirligig. That's one of the first times I've picked that up. I've read about that, but I've never.
That's a whirligig.
Very interesting. You never call that a flying Jenny?
No, not often.
Whirligig.
But I knew
that
it was called that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And did you ever have a board that was fixed at the end and would jump and would spring up?
Teeter board.
And of course, the thing that would be suspended from a tree.
A swing.
When you had little dolls and things like that, you might have all over the floor, your mother would say, now pick up your what before you go to bed? Pick up
toys.
All your toys. Would you ever hear that called play pretties?
Yes, especially if I had paper dolls cut out of the catalog. We had families that we vied for the colored pages in the catalogs. And that was a lot more fun than punching them out of a book.
I see.
However, Mother saved, and the neighbors that didn't have little girls saved the McCall's, Betsy McCall. And I had some of the first Betsy McCall cut-out dolls with their clothes.
Mm.
And we made our dollhouses out of different size cartons from the store, boxes from the store. And Mother would always say, pick up your play pretty.
Yes. And that's, would she say the same thing to, this made a strange noise.